The Valenti and Rico Show is presented by Femininio Law. Go to GetDavidGetPaid.com.
All right, there's some people angry. There's some people that totally agree with us. We're asking you, do you give a rip about the Olympics? I say no. Rico says no. David, very godly man, says no. Kenny says no. Although, Rico, it's coming over on the ticket text. It needs to be pointed out how dedicated these athletes are. Yeah, we get it.
Dude, I mean, they're dedicated. It's just, it's a lot of pomp and circumstances for events that I'll never watch
what
and
will
never
you watch?
Care.
The fastest man in the world. 100 meters.
Rieger,
takes 2 seconds to watch.
If I remember,
okay,
I'll watch.
Plus, it's going to be tape delay.
If I remember, I'll watch
it. Won't.
It.
No, it no. won't.
So what time do I got to tune in to watch the 100 meters?
I'm not sure yet, but I know you can wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning to watch archery.
Oh.
Tomorrow.
Mm. On top of that.
Do you think that...
probably the only... Maybe the 4x100. But okay. That's only if I happen to catch it. That's it.
If you happen to catch it. Okay.
Right. It's not like...
I'm not appointment viewing for
you. Right. It's like, well, hey, guys, I got to get home because this is going to be running in like 15 minutes. No.
Wow. See, I have to sit in front of it. It's appointment viewing for me. Have
really?
To.
Because I'll turn it on or I'll turn on Peacock and I'm like, what am I watching here?
I'm looking at some of the events. Like, we should win surfing, wouldn't you think? Or maybe Australia.
Australia is really good at that. Yeah. New
what
Zealand.
About BMX racing. I kind of feel we could win that.
No, England's pretty good at that as well.
They are. Equestrian.
I think the only
England's pretty good at that.
I think there's only two guarantees for the United States is women's soccer and men's basketball.
Women's soccer won 3-0 the other day. Oh. Yes, they're going to dominate.
Right,
but they have not won gold in the last two Olympics.
Men's basketball.
They'll lose.
I don't know if the women's team, I mean, they lost to the WNBA All-Stars.
The women's team never loses gold. They've won the last 8 Olympics.
Well, they don't have Caitlin
Clark.
What?
Maybe they didn't send the right women over there.
There you go. All right, 248-539-9797. People do want to talk about the Olympics. Are we bad, unpatriotic people because we don't care? Dave in Sterling Heights, you're on the ticket. What's up, Dave?
Hello. You know, my opinion is the Olympics hasn't meant anything since the Cold War ended. Because there used to be a certain satisfaction in watching our amateurs beat their professionals. And the last time I had an Olympic moment where I was just jumping out of my seat was in 82 in Lake Placid when our amateur hockey team beat the Soviets. But since then, hell no, it's professionals against professionals and it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, I'm with you, Dave. Yeah, that was the miracle on ice. Yeah, other than that, it's like, yeah. I mean, I guess maybe when the Dream Team dominated everybody, but it really was no fun. You just got to see all the professionals go out there and just hammer the world.
That's right. There's no fun in that. It was a foregone conclusion. You know, what fun is it in watching the NBA beat up on the rest of the world?
No, Dave,
when the rest of the world catches up to them and beats them, that's fun.
Dave, I'll bet you everything I have that the Americans are not going to lose. That's number one. But number two, I do think we've done such a great job in this country of caring about what we care about, which is every other sport, while other countries, it's without a doubt huge for them, I got to believe.
The only thing that could potentially earn my interest in this Olympics is baseball, seeing whether or not the Americans can beat the Japanese and or Koreans and some of the Caribbean basin teams, because, you know, that's still competitive. And to a certain extent, it's the major leagues versus the rest of the world. But it's still professional versus professional. I just...
Well, you know what, Dave?
Interest once they made it professional versus amateur.
Dave, you just told me something.
Versus professional.
I didn't realize baseball was even the Olympic event.
It goes in and out. It really does.
Well, there's the big debate.
You know what? I can't work with you guys. What are you doing?
You guys have created a very toxic work environment.
That will be a bracket next year.
You guys literally, you can't say anything without you guys jumping on it. I feel like I'm walking on eggshells.
And that's why.
Stay here, Jeff.
And that's why.
You need some help at 6 o'clock. I'm there for you.
Come on over. We need a producer.
And that's why I made sure I stayed out of the drop tournament this year.
Nicely done by who won it, by the way? I didn't catch the very end. What won it?
No. Okay. No, no, no.
That won it.
No, no, no.
That defeated.
Oh, the chair drop went down.
And then it turned around and beat the chair drop song.
Oh, my goodness. So what was the final four? Song, that, and then it was
those two.
No. Okay. No.
Calm down.
It was the moan.
Oh.
And the chair song.
Yeah.
I would have voted for David. 248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number.
Can I finish what I was saying, though?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead. I forgot you were speaking.
Baseball has been in the Olympics and has come, you know what? Forget it.
Here's the thing, though. There is a debate about if that major league player should take 2 weeks off, kind of like they do in hockey.
Yeah, in the middle of the season.
Which would be awful. Could you imagine for 3 weeks to go to the Olympics? Oh, no.
Shorten the season. Trade deadline before the deal.
No. No way. That would be awful. 3 weeks without baseball? That'd be awful. In the middle of the summer?
We live in Detroit. We have 4 months without baseball.
Actually, 6 months. Well said.
There you go.
Well said. DeVal, you're on the ticket. Hey, DeVal, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How about you guys?
Good.
That's good. So about the Olympics, no, I'm not looking forward to it. I haven't looked forward to it in a while. I mean, as a kid, it's crazy because as a kid, I actually did look forward to the Olympics. I watched the whole thing as a kid. But I think my interest waned basically when Dream Team 2 came out. Because the first one was awesome watching them just stomp everybody by 80 or 100 points. But when the second one came out, I remember it was so much bickering about playing time.
Yeah, but
Joe Dumars was on that team.
Yeah, but DeVille, even
Joe
the first
actually it, sat.
Even the first time, after a while, it wasn't fun. When you see other teams at the free throw line begging Michael Jordan, "Hey, can I have your jersey after the game?" Like,
right.
we're in the second quarter, man. Seriously, can I hit my free throw, please?
Rico, what are you talking about? They're all like you. They're just having fun.
They were having fun. Like, what are you gonna go guard Jordan? Oh, okay.
Can you imagine the coaches looking at them doing that too? Though that like, dude, play ball, but. It's just once it's all centered around basically.
Come on, DeVille, seriously, hold on. Think about it. You're the head coach of whatever team. What were you going to say against the Dream Team? What? Hey, I really need
I'm
you guys to focus
number,
and go play hard.
I would have said simply, guys, afterwards, get their autograph. That's going to be worth a lot of money.
Yeah.
But
DeVille, I'm curious, though. So who was the last Olympian that you actually cared about? Like, forget the team. Like, we talking Carl Lewis, ooh, Michael Johnson, Michael Phelps?
More than likely, actually, even before that, as crazy as it sounds, probably individually, Debbie Thomas in figure skating.
Oh, wow.
That's the last one. That's back in the mid-80s.
Wow, that's like before Kerrigan. Holy cow. All right. Thank you, DeVille.
Actually, I was one of the people rooting for Taya Hardy, which is funny because it was like to me, that was like a wrestling storyline.
That was
like,
amazing.
You know, just out of nowhere, the bad guy, unknown bad guy, masked guy, come out, take the knee out of the good guy. That was wrestling to me.
And it happened in Detroit.
I was a big wrestling fan. Yep, that's what it was. And the fact that it happened in Detroit, awesome.
Thank you, DeVille. No, I'm with you. Yeah. I'm with you. I mean, who didn't get caught up in that? I even watch, for research purposes, only the Tanya Harding adult film. Wait.
It goes in and out.
Why'd it get so weird? Research purposes, of course.
Oh, you gotta give him that huck to it.
Oh, my God.
Let's go to Carolyn in Lapeer. Not quite sure how you follow that up. Hey, Carolyn, what's up?
I can't follow that up, you guys.
What's going on?
I love the Olympics. I love the Olympics. I've never stopped watching them. I mean, when I got a moment, but been a loyal fan of you guys, too, by the way.
Thank you.
And I look at it this way. I like to watch because to see how many people represent the great state of Michigan. So we have a lot of athletes that are from Michigan. So, and
how many?
I did talk to I don't know, I lost count, but there's quite a few. Also, when the last Olympics that Michael Phelps participated, we FaceTimed each other and talked to each other back and forth on FaceTime.
Wait, you FaceTimed Michael Phelps?
He FaceTimed me.
Wow.
Wait. No.
No. Wait, how do you know Phelps?
I've always been a fan from University of Michigan, so, yeah.
I'm a fan. He didn't FaceTime me.
Wow.
Well, I think you guys are naughty boys. That's what it is.
You just made the drop tournament. Carolyn, oh, you ever see his gold medal?
No.
Oh. Okay.
You guys are bad.
What? No, what are you talking about? So the guy's got like 50 of them.
I can't stop laughing. Stop. You guys watch the Olympics. Go and root for Michigan.
All
okay?
right. Thank you, so Carolyn.
Called Carolyn, didn't call David.
It was all because of this terrible, awful Negro.
Oh, no!
Oh, my goodness. You guys done?
You know what? I think it's time to go.
By the way, 42 athletes, past and present, from the University of Michigan are in this Olympics. 42.
Okay.
So,
you know what?
There you go.
Dan, I think Usain Bolt was maybe the last time
he was great.
Watched somebody just because he would. Yeah.
Remember when he tried out for the NFL or thought he could play in the NFL after he won the gold medal?
Yeah. And then I was like, okay. I wonder, it was Maurice Greene when he was, but I thought he did the fire extinguisher after he won the race in the Olympics, but I guess it wasn't. Like he basically took his shoes off and acted like they were so on fire, and he actually sprayed them down with a fire extinguisher.
Remember Michael Johnson and the gold shoes?
Yeah.
And then Ben Johnson. He won the gold, and then he got busted for steroids. Yeah. That was good.
Ben Johnson was out there running with yellow eyes, okay? Yeah. If you could not see that he was high on, like, he was steroid up. The only thing missing.
It was like in the heart of the steroid era.
Right. The only thing missing was giving him a sugar cube after the end of the race, okay?
Well, it should have tipped people off when Lance Armstrong gave him a handshake afterwards. I made that part up.
I think you guys are naughty boys.
It goes in and out.
Okay. You got to give him that hug.
Does naughty boys make the tournament for next year? All right. 248-539-9797. Some football next. 97 won the ticket.
97.1 The Ticket. The Valenti and Rico Show is presented by Femininio Law. Go to GetDavidGetPaid.com.
All right, there's some people angry. There's some people that totally agree with us. We're asking you, do you give a rip about the Olympics? I say no. Rico says no. David, very godly man, says no. Kenny says no. Although, Rico, it's coming over on the ticket text. It needs to be pointed out how dedicated these athletes are. Yeah, we get it.
Dude, I mean, they're dedicated. It's just, it's a lot of pomp and circumstances for events that I'll never watch care.
The fastest man in the world. 100 meters. Rigger, takes 2 seconds to watch.
If I remember,
okay,
I'll watch.
Plus, it's going to be taped delay.
If I remember, I'll watch
it. Won't. No, it won't.
So what time do I got to tune in to watch the 100 meters?
I'm not sure yet, but I know you can wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning to watch archery.
Oh.
Tomorrow.
Mm. On top of that.
Do you think that...
probably the only... Maybe the 4x100. Okay. But that's only if I happen to catch it. That's it.
If you happen to catch it, okay.
Right. It's not like...
Not appointment viewing for
you. Right, it's like, well, hey, guys, I got to get home because this is going to be running in like 15 minutes. No.
Wow. See, I have to sit in front of it. It's appointment viewing for me. Have to.
Because I'll turn it on or I'll turn on Peacock and I'm like, what am I watching here?
I'm looking at some of the events. Like, we should win surfing, wouldn't you think? Or maybe Australia.
Australia is really good at that. Yeah. New Zealand.
BMX racing. I kind of feel we could win that.
No, England's pretty good at that as
well. They are. Equestrian.
I think the only
thing. England's pretty good at that.
I think there's only two guarantees for the United States is women's soccer and men's basketball.
Women's soccer won 3-0 the other day. Oh. Yes, they're going to dominate.
Right.
But they have not won gold in the last two Olympics.
Men's basketball.
they'll lose.
I don't know if the women's team, I mean, they lost to the WNBA All-Stars.
The women's team never loses gold. They've won the last 8 Olympics.
Well, they don't have Caitlin Clark. What?
Maybe they didn't send the right women over there.
There you go. All right, 248-539-9797. People do want to talk about the Olympics. Are we bad, unpatriotic people because we don't care? Dave in Sterling Heights, you're on the ticket. What's up, Dave?
Hello. You know, my opinion is the Olympics hasn't meant anything since the Cold War ended, because there used to be a certain satisfaction in watching our amateurs beat their professionals. And the last time I had an Olympic moment where I was just jumping out of my seat was in 82 in Lake Placid, when our amateur hockey team beat the Soviets. But since then, hell no, it's professionals against professionals, and it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, I'm with you, Dave. Yeah, that was the miracle on ice. Yeah, don't, other than that, it's like, yeah. I mean, I guess maybe when the Dream Team dominated everybody, but it really was no fun. You just got to see all the professionals go out there and just hammer the world.
That's right. There's no fun in that. It was a foregone conclusion. You know, what fun is it in watching the NBA beat up on the rest of the world?
No, Dave,
when the rest of the world catches up to them and beats them, that's fun.
Dave, I'll bet you everything I have that the Americans are not going to lose. That's number one. But number two, I do think we've done such a great job in this country of caring about what we care about, which is every other sport, while other countries, it's without a doubt huge for them, I got to believe.
The only thing that could potentially earn my interest in this Olympics is baseball, seeing whether or not the Americans can beat the Japanese and or Koreans and some of the Caribbean basin teams, because, you know, that's still competitive. And to a certain extent, it's the major leagues versus the rest of the world. But it's still professional versus professional. I just...
Well, you know what, Dave?
Interest once they made it professional versus amateur.
Dave, you just told me something.
Versus professional.
I didn't realize baseball was even the Olympic event.
It goes in and out. It really does.
Well, there's the big debate.
You know what? I can't work with you guys. What are you doing?
You guys have created a very toxic work environment.
That will be a bracket next year.
You guys literally, you can't say anything without you guys jumping on it. I feel like I'm walking on eggshells.
And that's why.
Same here, Jeff.
And that's why.
You need some help at 6 o'clock. I'm there for you.
Come on over. We need a producer.
And that's why I made sure I stayed out of the drop tournament this year.
Nicely done. Who won it, by the way? I didn't catch the very end. What won it?
No. Okay. No.
That won it.
No.
That defeated.
Oh, the chair drop went down.
And then it turned around and beat the chair drop song.
Oh, my goodness. So what was the final four? Song, that, and it was those two.
No.
Calm down.
It was the moan.
Oh,
and the chair song.
Yeah,
I would have voted for David. 248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number.
Can I finish what I was saying though?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah,
go ahead. I forgot you were speaking.
Baseball has been in the Olympics and has come. You know what? Forget it.
Here's the thing, though. There is a debate about if that major league player should take 2 weeks off, kind of like they do in hockey.
Yeah, in the middle of the season.
Which would be awful. Could you imagine for 3 weeks to go to the Olympics? Oh, no.
Shorten the season. Trade deadline before the deal.
No. No way. That would be awful. 3 weeks without baseball? That'd be awful. In the middle of the summer?
We live in Detroit. We have 4 months without baseball.
Actually, 6 months. Well said.
There you go.
Well said. DeVal, you're on the ticket. Hey, DeVal, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How about you guys?
Good.
That's good. So about the Olympics, no, I'm not looking forward to it. I haven't looked forward to it in a while. I mean, as a kid, it's crazy because as a kid, I actually did look forward to the Olympics. I watched the whole thing as a kid. But I think my interest waned basically when Dream Team 2 came out, because the first one was awesome watching them just stomp everybody by 80 or 100 points. But when the second one came out, I remember it was so much bickering about playing time.
Yeah, but
Joe Dumars was on that team.
Yeah, but DeVille,
and
even
Joe
the
Dumars
first
actually sat.
Even the first time, after a while, it wasn't fun. When you see other teams at the free throw line begging Michael Jordan, hey, can I have your jersey after the game? Like, right. we're in the second quarter, man. Seriously, can I hit my free throw, please?
Rico, what are you talking about? They're all like you. They're just having fun.
They were having fun. Like, what are you going to go? Go guard Jordan? Oh, okay.
Can you imagine the coaches looking at them doing that, too, though? That was like, dude, play ball. But it's just once it's all centered around basically.
Come on, DeVale, seriously. Hold on. Think about it. You're the head coach of whatever team. What were you going to say against the dream team? Hey, I really need you guys to focus and go play hard.
I would have said simply, guys, afterwards, get their autograph. That's going to be worth a lot of money.
Yeah. But
DeVale, I'm curious, though. So who was the last Olympian that you actually cared about? Like, forget the team. Like, we talking Carl Lewis, ooh, Michael Johnson, Michael Phelps?
More than likely, actually, even before that, as crazy as it sounds, probably individually, Debbie Thomas in figure skating.
Oh, wow.
That's the last one. That's back in the mid-80s.
Wow, that's like before Kerrigan. Holy cow. All right. Thank you, DeVale.
Actually, I was one of the people rooting for Tanya Hardy, which is funny because it was like to me, that was like a wrestling storyline.
That was amazing.
You know, just out of nowhere, the bad guy, unknown bad guy, masked guy, come out, take the knee out of the good guy. That was wrestling to me.
And it happened in Detroit.
I was a big wrestling fan. Yep, that's what it was. And the fact that it happened in Detroit, awesome.
Thank you, DeVale. No, I'm with you. Yeah. I'm with you. I mean, who didn't get caught up in that? I even watched, for research purposes only, the Tanya Harding adult film. Wait.
It goes in and out.
Why'd it get so weird? Research purposes, of course.
Oh, thank you gotta give him that huck to it.
Oh, my God.
Let's go to Carolyn in Lapeer. Not quite sure how you follow that up. Hey, Carolyn, what's up?
I can't follow that up, you guys.
What's going on?
I love the Olympics. I love the Olympics. I've never stopped watching them. I mean, when I got a moment, but been a loyal fan of you guys, too, by the way.
Thank you.
And I look at it this way. I like to watch because to see how many people represent the great state of Michigan. So we have a lot of athletes that are from Michigan. So, and
how many?
I did talk to I don't know, I lost count, but there's quite a few. Also, when the last Olympics that Michael Phelps participated, we FaceTimed each other and talked to each other back and forth on FaceTime.
Wait, you FaceTimed Michael Phelps?
He FaceTimed me.
Wow!
Wait. No.
No. Wait, how do you know Phelps?
I've always been a fan from University of Michigan, so, yeah.
I'm a fan. He didn't FaceTime me.
Well, I think you guys are naughty boys. That's what it is.
You just made the drop tournament. Carolyn, you ever see his gold medal?
No.
Oh. Okay.
You guys are bad.
What? No, what are you talking about? So the guy's got like 50 of them.
I can't stop laughing. Stop. You guys watch the Olympics. Go and root for Michigan.
All right. Thank you, so Carolyn.
Called Carolyn, didn't call David.
It was all because of this terrible, awful Negro.
Oh, no!
Oh, my goodness. You guys done?
You know what? I think it's time to go.
By the way, 42 athletes, past and present, from the University of Michigan are in this Olympics. 42.
Okay.
So.
You know what?
There you go.
Dan, I think Usain Bolt was maybe the last time
he was great.
Watched somebody just because he would. Yeah.
Remember when he tried out for the NFL or thought he could play in the NFL after he won the gold medal?
Yeah. And then I was like, okay. I wonder, it was Maurice Greene. When he was, but I thought he did the fire extinguisher after he won the race in the Olympics, but I guess it wasn't. Like he, He basically took his shoes off and acted like they were so on fire, and he actually sprayed them down with a fire extinguisher.
Remember Michael Johnson and the gold shoes?
Yeah.
And then Ben Johnson. He won the gold, and then he got busted for steroids. That was good.
Ben Johnson was out there running with yellow eyes, okay? Yeah. If you could not see that he was high on, like, he was steroid up. The only thing missing,
like, in the heart of the steroid era.
Right. The only thing missing was giving him a sugar cube after the end of the race. Okay.
Well, it should have tipped people off when Lance Armstrong gave him a handshake afterwards. I made that part up.
I think you guys are naughty boys.
It goes in and out.
Okay, you gotta give him that hug.
Does naughty boys make the tournament for next year? All right. 248-539-9797. Some football next. 97 won the ticket.